Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello again, and welcome again. I am Dr. Glovina Williams. I'm so happy that you have joined us today in our podcast, and we're continuing in our series, An Uncommon Hero. And this is part three of our series. And today, we're going to hear from, I'm talking about an exceptional young woman, Dr. Courtney Brown. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Dr. Brown, she's a native of Arkansas, and she currently resides in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, because she was a military child, she had the opportunity to travel, extensively, but her favorite places, Italy and South Korea. She's a former Army captain. She followed right in the footsteps of her dad, and she served in Afghanistan as well. And most recently, she completed two intense ministerial training courses. I want to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Brown. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Biology and Chemistry, Master of Arts in Education. She has a PhD in Christian Organizational Leadership. You know, Dr. Brown, she actually began to follow and to amplify the path of her family. And really, her family had paved a path for her in Christian ministry. So her goal is to motivate, inspire, empower, and equip ministerial leaders with the skills needed to boldly go forth and do the work of God. She's also an entrepreneur. She's also married to Isaiah, and they are the proud parents of two beautiful sons. You know, if you remember, part of our purpose of the Dr. Glovina Show is that we want to educate, inform, inspire you, and prompt you to take action. And we try to do it through current and new and innovative ways. So this interviewing of Dr. Courtney Brown today, I think it's going to inspire us and definitely enlighten us today. So with that being said, hi, are you there, Dr. Courtney?
Hello, good morning, Dr. Glovina. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're so happy that you can join us. You know, as I mentioned, you know, we like to bring innovative ways, and we also like for this podcast to be a powerful conduit so that we can transmit relevant, even cutting-edge information and even sometimes prophetic foresight. And what this will do, Dr. Courtney, is our hope is that it will enable our listeners to move and to accomplish their respective goals. So I think that your life exemplifies, and it really, I think it can be an inspiration. I think it can provide direction and guidance to others because you really are. You're a hero, and we want to hear more about your life. So what do you want to tell us today, Dr. Courtney?
Well, good morning, and thank you for that, just speaking that into my story. First, just your life has been exactly that. It has been exactly that to me. I say this often, but that you have been a lighthouse and a pillar. And so I am very excited to really explore and talk and have this discussion with you this morning on this platform. I'm so honored, and I believe that we are going to do exactly what you have said.
Okay, thank you so much. You know, we, as I was reading your bio, we'd like to know just a little bit more about, I noticed your military career. We really would like to know just a little bit about what inspired you to join the United States Armed Forces.
So early on in my life, my brother Matthew, God rest his soul, was a huge early inspiration to my military journey. At a very young age, he knew he wanted to join the military. He was in the top of his JROTC class in high school, and he had really found his place of belonging in there. I mean, just doing exceptionally well, and I, as his little sister, thought that he had hung the moon. And so in August of 2000, he went on to be with the Lord at the age of 17, and so that instilled this deep drive and determination to accomplish what he had started. Had no clue anything about it, but I just knew that whatever he wanted to do, I was going to take up that thing. And just a few short months earlier, I believe like 8 or 9 months, my mom married one of the most important men in my life, and that is my dad, Minister Antonio Davis, and he was in the Navy at the time. So little did I know that his journey in the armed forces would amplify that desire to serve our country. And so he's gone on to become a 27-year veteran, served in both the Army and the Navy, deployed to locations, and he is one of the most faithful, consistent, strong, protective providers I've ever witnessed. My mother and father's marriage is just one of those powerful, powerful testaments to the union of marriage. And that really just set me on fire to serve our country.
Well, thank you so much. You know, that sparks in my mind to once again say to you, and I've said it many times, but I want to say it again, Dr. Courtney. I want to say thank you for your service. We really do appreciate what you and so many others have done to make this country what it is today. So we want to say thank you for your service. So you really stepped in and you fulfilled a dream that your brother had. You were able to move his dream forward. You also had, it sounds like you had an example before you, that your dad was also an uncommon hero. 27 years as serving in the armed forces. Wow, a military family as well as a ministerial family. I mean, how good does it get? We, again, want to thank you for your outstanding service. So you joined the military, and then tell us a little bit more.
You know, I would say there's been a reflection on the journey, and, you know, the older you get, the younger you realize that you are. So I am right in the middle of my 30s, and God has allowed me to see, you know, fast forward many years. I talked about my parents' marriage. I married a very handsome, intelligent, smart man, Mr. Isaiah Brown, in the year 2016. So it's 16 years later. And my mom often gets tickled when we talk about it. But one day in my singleness, I was like, Mom, there aren't any more men like my dad left. And let me tell you, I was wrong, because we often sit back and laugh about how similar the character of my dad and my husband, they're both just so similar at times. But, you know, when I met Isaiah, he was just starting out his career as an audio engineer and, you know, living the unpaid intern life and working in the studio, working odd jobs just to, you know, have a semi-decent income to pursue his dream. But I'll tell you that the moment that I saw his face, I knew that there was something different about him. And he quickly became a sing engineer and moved up to become chief engineer. I want to say it was within 3 to 4 years of starting. And he is just an absolute master at his craft. And God revealed to me one day in just watching him, how he works and he moves, one of the most beautiful things about marriage is having the honor to be a witness to someone else's journey. So fast forward another few years to December of 2022, and I stood in a room in our nation's capital watching my dad deliver his very first public sermon. And when I tell you I was weak, because once again, in this whole ministry and military and life and family journey, God revealed to me how much of an honor it had been and it has been to witness my dad's journey. Because when my parents got married, I was 12. And so Antonio Davis has never not been exactly who I was the day I met him. From the moment that I met him, he's now Minister Antonio Davis, but then he was just, you know, a man my mom was dating. And the second that I met him, he has always been the father that God sent me. One of the most faithful, consistent, strong, protective providers I have ever witnessed. And that in just the revelation of life and coming into this kind of stage and phase of adulthood is just one of the most beautiful things, is seeing the hand of the Holy Spirit time.
Yes. This is so powerful because we're getting an opportunity to hear and experience your childhood, your military life, your marriage. This is very exciting because this is letting us know that the example that we can set for someone can help them to move forward to accomplish their goals. And then again, how important it is that we have strong leadership and that we have strong examples in our life. I'm going to ask you, I mean, as an uncommon hero, and you are indeed, we want to remind you, Dr. Courtney, you are one of our uncommon heroes, and we are saluting you today in hearing more about your story and your life and your journey. You know, I know we had talked earlier and you had mentioned that you had prepared some information that you wanted to share with us about a woman in the Bible. You still on that track? You want to share that with us?
Absolutely. So, you know, bringing this all around full circle to being a woman in ministry, what does that mean? Really reflecting on all of this. As we mentioned, over the last 3 years, I have gone through a journey of becoming a licensed and in that very same time frame in December, an ordained minister. And, you know, the sacred rites or the sacerdotal duties are one of the most important weighty duties of that office to myself. You know, the communion, the baptisms, the weddings, the funerals, the baby dedications, those moments along the journey. And I began to reflect on that and ask the Holy Spirit and look deeper into this part of my story and where this was reflected. And often when we think of baby dedications, we think of Hannah and Samuel and how she took her baby literally to the temple and gave him back to God. But there is a woman in the Bible whose story is seemingly very short, but it is incredibly powerful. And it is in the second chapter of Luke. And if I may, I'll walk through it.
Yes, please.
This is, in the second chapter of Luke, they are Mary and Joachim, baby Jesus, to present him according to the law. What it says is that every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and they're supposed to go to the temple, and they're supposed to make a sacrifice. And a really beautiful story that prefaces who I'm going to talk about is Simeon, and he's known as a very righteous and devout man of God, and the Holy Spirit was on him, and the Holy Spirit had promised to him that he would not see death before he had seen the Messiah. And so, full of the Holy Spirit, he walks into the temple and is the one who they brought baby Jesus to. And he took Jesus into his arms and he blessed God, and he basically asked to be allowed to depart because he had seen the Christ. He says, to everyone and all of the witnesses, and exactly that afterwards, the witness that the Word of God brings to us is the story of the prophetess Anna. And so this is in verse 36, and it says, Prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from the time she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day, and coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And what I think is so beautiful about this is the prophetess Anna was inspired by a tragedy in her own life, which is the very early loss of a husband as a newlywed, and she decided to take up an honorable service, and that was a life of fasting and prayer in the temple. And to bring it around to the story that I've told today is that the prophetess Anna had the honor. God honored her sacrifice. This gets me every time. God honored her sacrifice with her being the one to witness the dedication, the bringing of the baby Jesus Christ into the temple as an elder in the church, right? So as elders, as ordained ministers, the things that we have the honor to witness, she was able to witness the dedication of baby Jesus. I think that is such a magnificent story to see how God, number one, honors our life of sacrifice, the sacrifices that we make in ways that we could have never imagined. As a young girl, maybe 22, 23, 24, Anna could have never imagined that would have been her portion, that would have been the way that God returned what she offered up to him. And I think for myself, being a witness to the miracles of God in the earth is the greatest honor in my life above all things. This story has just completely inspired me.
Thank you so much. You know, as you were talking, Dr. Courtney, I thought about, here is Anna, a woman in ministry. I mean, just as yourself, a woman in ministry, and just as so many others. You know, as you were sharing with us about Anna, I thought, yeah, here she was faced with a tragedy. And I thought about, even as you were faced with the tragedy as a young girl when you lost your brother, Matthew, you took that and you made the best of it. And you continued his legacy by joining the United States Army. I think that there's a beautiful correlation here. And I also looked at the fact you said Anna was what, like 84 years old and still in ministry, vibrant and able to be honored and rewarded by seeing the Lord Jesus Christ and to recognize that he is indeed the Messiah, an elderly woman, a widow, living in the temple, serving God and serving God's people. I think the fact that you have shared this with us, we're encouraged. I know I am, and we're inspired. I want to ask you, Dr. Courtney, you know, what would you say has been one of the greatest parts of your journey? As, I mean, you've had a military journey, an educational journey. You are experiencing your journey in marriage, even as a parent, as an entrepreneur. And I want to ask you, what would you say has been one of the greatest parts of your journey? But also, how has that experience shifted your perspective as a woman in ministry?
So I am the oldest granddaughter in my maternal family side. And my mom's father was my very first pastor. And there's a funny story that my mom likes to tell is, you know, my mom is the oldest daughter as well of her family. And she was in service to the ministry pretty much her entire life as well. And my grandfather was so proud of me. I was born with my front two teeth, so my front bottom two teeth, and he would parade me around like a prize. He would preach with me in his arms, and he wanted to hold me everywhere he went and would tell everybody about his baby, his granddaughter, who was born with her front two teeth. And my grandmother, when I deployed to Afghanistan, she stood on the grass, you know, when we're showing soldiers and send them off, and she says, out of all of my boys, and, you know, she has eight children, out of all my boys and my daughters and my sons, it would be my grandbaby, my oldest grandbaby, that would go to war. And she, although being proud, she was just beside herself that I was willing to make this sacrifice. Now, my grandmother, an incredible inspiration as well. Her mother, a powerful intercessor. My grandmother, powerful intercessor, healing, powerful, and just walking to emergency rooms and things and just walking, powerful. My mother, powerful woman of God. I never thought it as a child or even a young adult to enter into ministry. And I believe that it is the witness of their lives and everything they poured into me from the day that I was born that prepared me to be who I am in this moment. And it wasn't until really 3 years ago that I was like, I feel something. I feel a calling for something. And my baby aunt, who is Ginger Knifewonger, she's a pastor, just Ginger Knifewonger, she has been a confidant of mine for years. I called her and I said, Aunt G, I feel something and I don't know what to do. She says, pray about it, baby. She said, God is going to reveal to you who it is to seek out for what you're feeling. And that moment of my family lineage, of my life, of my journey has become the story of what I mentioned a few days ago, of the conviction that I am convinced of a very, very powerful scripture that we may say often, but it is Ephesians, the third chapter, verses 20 and 21. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding of all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ, to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And I use that because this story in and of itself embodies that fully. The generations of Anna, the generations of Simeon, the power of the Holy Spirit on Simeon to witness the generations of my family, and that thing to be a witness. Mm-hmm. I am honored.
Thank you so much. A greater calling. Dr. Courtney, you are indeed an uncommon hero. You sensed a greater calling. And I like what you said. You know, to you at the moment, it was like an assumption. What is this that I'm feeling? And even as you tested that assumption by consulting with your aunt, wow, and she gave you further direction and instructions. And look how God has developed himself, really, within you in such a great and powerful way. We want to thank you so much for sharing your story with us, an uncommon hero, Dr. Courtney Brown. And thank you for sharing with us about Anna, sharing with us about your family, your lineage. You see, because all of us, at some point, we've got to step out on faith. We have to do those things that God has laid upon our heart. Because we may even have some doubt as to our purpose. But Dr. Courtney, we want to say, you're on the right path. We want to affirm you today. You have definitely found your purpose. And I believe, and it will be enhanced and increased. So if any of you are lacking clarity or precision of purpose, if you'll just take this challenge, I want you to reflectively ask yourself, what is my purpose? Maybe someone has poured into your life, as Dr. Courtney has shared with us. Someone has set an example before you. Perhaps you can dig deeper and ask, what am I called to do? Listen, it can be very revealing. What did you believe or what do you believe has prevented you from moving forward? And what have you set aside, my beloveds, because it didn't happen the first time you tried? Remember, often we don't step out on faith because we may lack clarity. Dr. Courtney, we want to thank you for sharing, and we want to say God bless you and continue to do the great things that God has called you to do. And may the Lord continue to watch over you. I want to say to you today, my listeners, oh, we're shouting out all over the world today. We have over 4,000 listeners. We're so excited that you're with us and you chose to be with us. We want to say to you today, peace, power, prosperity, and the beautiful possession of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on The Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.